Yesterday, it was a story of community we had on the program where the communities we identify ourselves with sometimes intersect. You can listen back on thetakeaway.org to the story of Amit Gupta, an internet entrepreneur who was just diagnosed with leukemia and looking for a bone marrow donor, but because of his race, faced the grim reality of numbers.
Well, it turns out that there just aren't a lot of South Asians in the National Bone Marrow Registry. I think it's something like 1% of the registry is composed of South Asians, so my chances of finding a perfect match are pretty ridiculously slim.
South Asian and a leukemia patient. So what did he do? He turned to his tech community, where his friend and blogger Seth Godin called a techie town meeting with a challenge.
Quits going around. The first person who's a match, I'll give you $10,000. And you can decide on your own if you want to donate, but I'm looking for a match.
It's a story that got a lot of you out there captivated. You can listen back at thetakeaway.org. But there are also a lot of you asking for more questions about the whole process here. Our own community of Takeaway listeners reached out to offer their own expertise.
My name is Bernadette Jean-Domenico. I'm calling from Rochester, Massachusetts. And I will say that I think the doctor kind of made bone marrow removal sound very, very scary. I had ATML leukemia some years ago, and it's not pleasant, and I don't know what a bone marrow extraction is like for a donor, but I've had several bone marrow biopsies, and they weren't the worst thing I ever went through. So if it could save someone's life, I would happily do it for someone else.
That listener there commenting on comments from Art Kaplan, a bioethicist, medical ethicist, who spoke on the program yesterday talking about this whole idea of offering $10,000 for some sort of a tissue match. We heard from Takeaway listeners who are doctors as well.
My name is Catherine. I am an oncologist in Massachusetts. The procedure to transplant bone marrow now is not a painful procedure using the bone marrow from the actual bone. The recipient now presents to an institution where we harvest the stem cells from peripheral blood, meaning we put a needle in as we would when you would donate blood. Those stem cells are filtered through a machine, much like a dialysis machine, and they are given to the recipient just as they would be receiving a blood transfusion.
Great information from our own community. If you want to register your own bone marrow for donation or listen to yesterday's story or react to the whole idea of offering funds or an incentive for a tissue donation, head to thetakeaway.org, where we posted up some links with information just for you.